from food to fun and so much more. The Joan Hamburg Show, exclusively on 77 WABC.
And, of course, the busiest time of year. Interesting, this year, Hanukkah, the eight-day Festival of Lights, the Jewish festival, which is celebrated with a menorah lighting every night and special prayers and fried food like donuts and potato pancakes. And it's a lovely holiday. And this time of year, actually a lot of times of year, we reach out to Joe Nathan, who is the author of at least 11 cookbooks, has a brand new book coming out in the spring, maybe even before, called King Solomon. And I can't wait. It's a culinary exploration of Jewish cooking from around the world. What an adventure, Joan Nathan, you must have had doing this book.
Indeed, I did. I went around to about 30 countries, and I hope you can smell my kitchen, because in a pre-Hanukkah dinner, I'm making leek kuftas, which are from Macedonia. And they're meat patties that are fried in oil for Hanukkah, for a dinner this Saturday, in a fundraising dinner for Moment Magazine.
Right.
And who's coming to this dinner? Oh, yeah, I think Tova Feldshuh's coming.
I love Tova.
I wish you'd come to Washington and come.
Believe me, I would. I wish you would adopt me and the entire family. I want to be in your kitchen. So you're serving the meat pancakes. What else?
Oh, you want to know?
Yeah, we love that.
I've been traveling. That's what I've been doing for this book. So I'm making Brussels sprouts with persimmon jam, which is really, I learned it, believe it or not, in a bourbon bar in San Francisco.
Sounds good to me.
And I'm making I went to remember Green's restaurant in San Francisco? And
yes.
I had a quinoa salad with lots of fruits in it.
You're doing that.
And I'm making, from my new book, a curried beet soup that should be really nice. And I'm making a lemon curd tart from my French cookbook for dessert. And in my new book, I was in Cuba, and one of the dishes from the Jewish community, which was really delicious, it was a white cabbage salad, like a little bit sweet and sour, and it sort of represented to me the wandering here. We're in Cuba, and it's clearly an Eastern European dish, and yet these Cubans brought it with them all the way around the world, and because they have a lot of white cabbage in Cuba, which is always weird to me because I don't think of it as a hot country dish.
Right. In fact, I'm trying to remember, we were in Cuba not that long ago and ate incredibly well this time, but I don't remember cabbage.
Well, you find them in all the little bodegas in the push carts that are selling vegetables. But then when you think about it, like El Salvadorians have all these shredded cabbage with their pupusas. So I think that in these countries, cabbage is treated like we would treat lettuce.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But so that's another dish that I'm making, and then I can't remember what else.
That sounds really good. What are you, about 15 people or more?
13. And then I'm going the next day to Rancho La Puerta, where we're going to celebrate Hanukkah.
Rancho La Puerta is one of the world's great spas. You fly to San Diego, and then they come and pick you up. I love that place, and I haven't been back in years. It was my favorite. You know, we always love Canyon Ranch, but Rancho La Puerta is a different experience.
Well, I teach there every year, so I'm teaching for 2 weeks.
How great.
And I'm making a lot of potato pancakes.
Well,
a lot of different renditions.
I have been, I don't know why, when you crave certain foods, I have been craving potato pancakes, the really good kind that my mother used to make, all crispy on the outside and soft on the inside with homemade applesauce and sour cream. How do you make yours? And she never used like Cuisinart. They didn't have that or things like that. It was all grated by hand.
And she bloodied her fingers.
Yes,
right?
Of course. How do you make them?
Well, you know, it's funny because the grating blade, for some reason, I can't find it on my Cuisinart.
Of course.
So I have been doing it by hand.
Yeah.
And I think they come out really well. So, you know, the most important thing to do is really squeeze out the water.
Exactly.
There's so much water in.
So you grate, what, about four potatoes?
Yeah, maybe, well, about a pound of potatoes and a quarter of a pound of onion.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you can put a little egg in if you want to, and then some either matzo meal or flour or breadcrumbs if you want to. And if you don't want to, just, you don't have to use egg for anything. Just
right.
Really put it together with something to bind it.
Uh-huh. And then you just fry it.
Fry it, and yeah, and I think you have to use something like olive oil or grapeseed oil that will
not smoke too much.
Right, that won't smoke, and that will use it to a higher degree. And what's so interesting today is that people are trying more and more to use natural oils in their cooking,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and half the deliciousness of the taste is that wonderful aroma of frying.
Exactly.
I always tell people that when I want to sell books, and they want me to do a dish, I always do some sort of a pancake, either of a potato pancake or a zucchini or carrot or whatever, because people, that they're drawn by the aroma.
No, that's the truth. I was saying you use it to sell books. I was told when I wanted to rent or sell a house a long time ago, hey, do apple pie spices on the stove. Let the whole thing permeate.
Absolutely.
So that's a good idea. Well, tell me, I'm talking to Joan Nathan, who is the doyen of Jewish cooking. Actually, doesn't have to be Jewish. She's one of the world's great cooks, has written innumerable cookbooks, King Solomon's Table, where Joan Nathan literally covered the world from every place to collect these recipes.
Well, now that's coming out April 4th, so you have a few months.
Right.
Right.
And where did you get the King Solomon thing?
Well, I started researching, and I realized that King Solomon was the first to reach out to the world to bring food back and ingredients back to Jerusalem. Mm. So I followed, I looked at history, and I realized that Jewish food began really in Babylonia, but then when he built his temple, he had the 12 tribes tithing each for a month to bring things, and he sent people as far away as India looking for spices and jewels and stones. I mean, you know, they didn't have machines in those days. They had nothing like that, but they had natural ingredients, and they searched for them, and he had them, you know, he asked for them to come back to Jerusalem. And I realized, you know, today people are, Israel in a way was has created such a great food culture because Jews have come from all over and not only brought recipes, but they've been bringing ingredients to Israel. And Israel is a reflection of the whole world, where we're looking globally to fill our appetites. And that's, I think he was the first one who did it. And it was my editor's idea when she realized what I was doing to call it, I think it was a brilliant idea to call it King Solomon's Table.
I love it.
And the photos are great, and I loved writing it. And I love the recipes, and I hope that everybody else will love them.
Well, we're going to. And when we get close to your pub date, you'll come visit us. Joan Nathan, who really deals with food as well as history and tradition and culture, and literally makes it come alive. Plus, Even if you're not in her kitchen, you can almost smell it through recipes and photographs. Thank you, Joan. Happy Hanukkah to you and yours. We'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you.
Joan Nathan. I'm Joan Hamburg, and you're listening to WABC.